Calling me a young lady, like that was like so nice. My birthday is actually I think Wednesday, whatever the 16th is, and I'm gonna be 35, so that's fun. Let me move the baby. So yeah, I don't know, man, life is crazy. When I was asked to speak, like, I was like, yeah, like, it would be an honor, per usual. And then, like, logistically, I was like, fuck. You know, I have a teenager, I have my 20-month-old, and I have a 6-month-old. And, you know, my husband typically works, like, 12-hour shifts, and he's currently sleeping right now. And sometimes I, like, have to, like, weigh my options. It's like, all right, do I, like, reserve energy in order to, like, do the thing? And that's usually what happens. So I don't make plans ever the day before I have to, like, take a giant trip like this. Not only to conserve my own energy, but the tiny humans. Because they're interesting. They keep life fresh, I'll say. But, I don't know. Life is currently, like, just chaos. My brain is chaos. Even on the drive up here, I don't know if I got, like, trigger happy or what, but we were at, like, that light, it, like, right in, like, at the Altoona line, and it was a turning lane, and there was a song on. I saw green somewhere. It wasn't green. I almost went right through that freaking light. All three of my babes in the car. That would have been so bad. She's laughing. Probably out of fear, more than anything. Like, oh, I'm going to die today. But this morning, or should I say, like, mid-morning, I was reading the spiritual principle of day, and that's kind of like what really stuck out for me. And I won't read the whole thing, but the basic premise of it is finding the line between personal responsibility and willful control is a challenge, which is out of the Living Clean book, chapter 4, letting ourselves go. And for some reason, that seems to be a trend. And just like what the literature has been screaming at me recently. At my home group, like, we read step 2, and then we read step 3. Just like, let it go. And I'm like, what do I need to let go? You know? And then today's reading was just like, yourself. Like, all the control you try to have. And in my addiction plays out in ways today that, like, still continuously, like, surprise me. And I guess that's kind of like the point, like, trying to be perfect or control everything around me, like, have this perfect household. I clean the living room almost every single night. I put everything back. I jokingly say, like, Mary must think there's, like, a magic effing fairy that comes through, and it's just like, reset, let me destroy it again. You know, I try to have the dishes done or ask my daughter to help me with the dishes. Like, I try to make dinner. Like, I try to do, like, be like a super mom, or, like, you know, be a good wife. Like, do all of those things. And I'm striving to, like, achieve this thing of, like, it's okay for the living room to be messy. It is okay that there are dishes in the sink, as long as my kids are fed, I'm fed, because sometimes I forget to do that, and I've just survived off of eating Mary's scraps all day. and there's a roof over our head, and, like, the bills are paid, and that's okay. Like, and, like, you know, I'm clean and my husband's clean. Like, that's enough. But there's still that same voice that fueled my addiction of, like, you're not good enough, you need to do more, you're not doing enough. Like, that is still an echoing part of my being, and it comes out in different ways. Could we keep the vink in our mouth, please? And thank God for, like, step work. Thank God that I'm, like, capable of, like, recognizing that today. I'm currently back on step 2. And, you know, I think another thing that's, like, glaringly, like, obvious to me when it comes to letting go is I've had, like, this rehashment of a resentment against God that popped back up. And it's going to sound super selfish because I have three beautiful children. I want to preface that. And I am beyond grateful for my children. They are my absolute world. But my resentment against God is like the pain that it took to get there. When I miscarried twice before I had Mary. And, you know, that wasn't something that just happened to me. It happened to my family. It happened to my older daughter. You know, she watched me be in pain. My husband watched me be in pain. He lost, you know, lost something just as much as I did. And at times, it feels like the same resentment that I had against God when I first got clean. Of like, how could you hurt me like that? Like, why do I deserve this pain? It was glaring, and it's come back. And I have made strides in trying to gain back that relationship with my higher power. But I would be lying if I wouldn't say that it is skewed, is maybe the word that I would use. Like, I'm still, like, I'm almost on trusting again, on edge with my higher power. And I've been working on, like, trying to, like, communicate more. And, like, when I say communicate, I don't just mean, like, oh, God, this is what's going on. 'Cause that's not how I feel. I feel angry. I feel resentment. I feel frustration and pain. And so I found myself yelling when I pray sometimes. Because where I found myself pigeonholed many times in my life, clean or not clean, is when I stop communicating altogether. I shut down. I isolate. I cloister myself into me. I don't let anybody in. And that includes God. So, it may not seem apropos, but I think for me, communicating with my higher power, even if that means it's conveying anger or frustration or confusion or cursing, I don't freaking know, that level of communication is better than absolutely no communication. And that plays out in all areas of my life. I will isolate and just shut down if I don't know how to, like, handle or, you know, get through something, you know, with my husband, you know, with my kids. Like, I disassociate. And I'll never forget, like, after Mary was born, my husband saying, like, I need you to be present. Because I was there physically. But, like, present, like, in like, my mind. Like, not just, like, going through the motions of, like, doing the thing. And I really needed to, like, start taking care of myself, which included, like, okay, you can get to a meeting, go to a meeting. Like, okay, you can serve, so find a way to serve. There is something crawling on me, and I don't like it. That's a pincher bug. Okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. All right. The woods are great. But, like, I struggle calling my sponsor. I still, like, I've got my own set of shit now. Like, I swear, I remember to call her at, like, 11:30 p.m. after I've been doom scrolling for 2 hours on TikTok. And then I'm like, do not call her right now. And I don't count, like, talking on Snapchat or, you know, a group chat as talking to her either. Because I had a sponsee ask me that. Like, don't you have, like, don't you talk to her on Snapchat? I'm like, yeah, I see her. That doesn't count as communication. But I need to start getting back to, like, those basics. And that means having a solid 1, 2, and 3 under my belt in order to, like, get past this, like, hump I'm at with, like, my higher power. And, like, I've kind of had to, like, realize in order to, like, let go of like some of the control. It's like, what am I powerless over? And like, what do I have, like, I know it doesn't sound good, but what do I have control over today? I mean, I have control over whether or not my kids are fed. Thank you very much. I like, that's me, right? They can't really feed themselves. I mean, Mary, if you lay snacks down, she'll just shove them in her mouth. But, you know, what I don't have control over is, like, if it's a crazy day and she didn't nap, or, like, you know, me cleaning up the living room, like, having the energy to do that. I don't have control over that. Do I have control over, like, today? There was a plan A and a plan B. If Mary took her nap on time, we were all going to be here. Plan B was Mary chose violence. Bella would stay home with Mary. And I would come out with Prudence. But, like, that's what I have control over. I can't control whether or not she's going to take her nap or not. I have no control over that. She does. And sometimes she's a butthole. But what I do have control over is making contingency plans to do so. And so, I'm trying to, like, navigate that with also, like, trying not to exhibit, like, too much control. That, what do they call that? Balance. Balance. Balance is, like, the ultimate goal for me today. It's, like, finding balance between, like, service and my family and me. I am also very important. I can't tell you how many times recently, like, people that I'm close with and that love me will say, what are you doing for you? You know, even if it's just something simple. And for me, that's bath time, in which case I have taken 2 baths this week. They were both epic. They were great. And this is also kind of loops, like, directly into the higher power thing. When I first went through step 10 and subsequently, like, 11, I thought that the only way I was going to be able to meditate was when I took a bath. You know, like, if you put your head under and all you hear is the water running. That was, like, the only time my brain was quiet, man. And so I was like, is that the only way I'm ever going to listen to God? Is by dunking my head in some water? You know? That's not the only way, thank God. But in times like these where, like, I'm feeling so disconnected, like, I found it. And, like, the level of peace I got, like, like, I cried because, like, I didn't realize how much I needed it or missed it until I, like, felt it for even, like, a moment again. And peace is, like, one of those things, if you acknowledge it, it's like, ha ha, it's gone. It's gone now. You thought. The baby starts crying, dog starts barking. But I don't know. I love bugs. But kind of back to it, I've really been trying to, like, read not only, like, the Just for Today daily meditation, but the SPAD every day. And, like, I love my home group. We have, like, a home group chat. And one thing, like, we have, like, a couple, like, newcomer people, sort of. At least, like, 2 or 3 that work, maybe 4 at this point. But so I've been like, all right, like, how do you attraction rather than promotion, right? So in order to, like, hey, I read this today, like, I don't just share the link for the SPAD or share the link for the Just for Today. I say, hey, I really like this part out of it, but I don't post the whole thing. Like, you have to click it and read the part that I like too. Yeah, that's the goal in my head, at least. But it's created, like, this cool thing where, like, someone shared, like, they were reading the Traditions book, whatever the hell it is. Guiding Principles, thank you. And they shared, like, they took a picture of, like, what they were reading. Like, that's cool, man. And that's how, like, I stay in this program. That's how I'm reminded of, like, that my higher power is working in my life. Because of, like, things like that. Being asked to speak when, like, I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out. Like, that's how I know. You know, when a topic gets brought up at a meeting that, like, is exactly, like, what I need to hear. you know? when that person like randomly texts me out of the blue and just like, how are you doing? Or like, I love you. You don't know like how much that means to someone. Just send the message. Someone sent me a random message the other day. The answer is love. You know. And that's a crazy concept that I could really go down a rabbit hole if we want to talk about today's world, but I digress. But like, how true? Like, on the days where like I'm feeling frustrated with self, the answer is love. I need to love me. When the I'm frustrated with like my partner because maybe he spent too much time staring at his goddamn phone. God damn it, I want to smash that phone sometimes. God damn it, chess. It's fucking chess. I gotta love him through it. Because that's how he disassociates. That's how he gets out of himself for a little bit in a way that is not shooting dope. You know? I can't knock it. You know? The answer is just always going to be love. When I'm frustrated, when my daughter wants to hang on me and it's 100 and something degrees outside. I love you.
Come off of me.
Shit like that. I've just been kind of like, ever since that was sent, like, I've just been like, I've heard it in my head. Like, with like, and I love that, but I also don't. Because it's like, why you got to be so right? Why is that the answer? Because there's been like times like, actually, not too long ago that like, I was like, why do I constantly feel like I have to be the bigger person? Because of this freaking program. Damn it. Damn it. You know, I thank God for this program. Little story. Prudence is 6 months old, so it hasn't been that long. She was born, and some things happened while I was pregnant with her, with my mother-in-law, and she said and did some things, again, that made me set a boundary for me. Someone told me this a long time ago. I don't know who it was. It was probably you. That boundaries are not for, like, the other person. They're for me. Like, they're for me. For my peace, my protection. Right? That's what boundaries are for. And I finally was like, nah, fam, we're done. You don't get access to me anymore. You're not welcome in my house. No. Your husband can. You can stay at a hotel, though. I don't give a fuck. And obviously, people do what they do, and like, there was this victim mentality just being like spread around, like, oh, woe is me. Like, I don't get to see like my grandkids. They don't know me. Sounds like a you problem, but I planned a trip out to go back home to see my family when Prudence was maybe like 3-4 months old. And I put more effort into them trying to see my daughters than they did. I planned it. I worked around schedules. I moved things around. In 3 days, I saw 4 different sets of families throughout like the Lehigh Valley. That's a lot to freaking coordinate with 2 children. You know, and I was like, okay, what's the plan? Like, it's noon. Like, I need to know what's going on. Like, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not a cruel, selfish human being. Well, okay, I am selfish sometimes. But, like, really, despite what that woman may have done to me, that was me. She loves my kids. I do know that. I do know, like, even if she is not a fan of me, she loves my children. And she wouldn't do necessarily most things to them out of like malicious intent. And she only wants to show them love. And so I didn't feel like it was right to like withhold that from them. My kids, more than anything. And so I went out of my fucking comfort zone into that house. And it was fine. It was fine. There was only like one or two smart remarks said, and, you know, I put them in their place, and all was well. And that's, I say all that because, to me, that's a gift of the program. The fact that I can, like, not allow someone to, like, manipulate me anymore. When someone tries to, like, you saw the tiny human when she arrived. She was like, get away from me. She has met at least all, like, most of you more than one time. And she's like, nah, fam. She doesn't know us. Nah, she's literally like this with every human being she meets the minute I am in a new place. You're good. You're Gucci gang. She's less than two. That's just how they are. I don't know what else to tell you. But it was cool to be able to say that and not be mean. Like, I wasn't mean. That was something I really struggled with, and I still do sometimes, with being assertive without being aggressive. Like, that's, like, a real hard thing for, because defensiveness comes off like, I will end you. And I was able to do it, like, in a loving way. Just like, nah. Like, she literally does this every week with people at my home group that she sees every single week. Like, it's okay. Even if, like, unless you were living in her house, she's going to do it. Hell, she does it to Pete. Because she's with me. That's just really what it is, you know? And, like, it's because of attraction rather than promotion. It's because of the other women in this program who, like, showed me how to, like, be a mom, how to set boundaries, how to, like, you know, deal with weird interpersonal familial connections. Because good golly, do we all seem to suffer with some of that in here. Good golly. I don't rightfully know how long I'm supposed to have. Okay. Okay. I know that wasn't like your typical kind of thing, but that's just kind of where I'm at. And I hope like you heard a message of like what the program has done for me. And I do love Narcotics Anonymous. I wouldn't have like my absolutely beautiful, beautiful life without it. And that's why come hell or high water, convenient or not, I made it here. You know? All right, that's all I got.